You're right, I was running an old version. You were on version 0.14.0 from May 16th. There's a new version, version 0.16.0 from June 5th. That's 74 commits of changes. Here's everything worth knowing. Desktop app, major overhaul. The desktop app got a full redesign. Unified overlay design system with a new brand mark and onboarding flow. Multi-profile support is now fully working. You can have separate profiles each with their own remote gateway host. If you use multiple agents or want to keep your RateWrite and LFCS work completely separate, you can now do that properly from the desktop. There's a rebindable keyboard shortcuts panel. You can customize the hotkeys to how you like to work. I18N was added. The desktop now supports simplified Chinese, traditional Chinese, and Japanese, with a searchable language picker so you can switch without digging into settings. There's a new Per Profile Plus button in the All Profiles view to start a new session directly. You can long press a profile in the rail to pick its color, so you can visually distinguish your RateWrite session from your LFCS session at a glance. Model improvements. Several fixes around max underscore tokens propagation. The CLI and gateway now correctly pass max underscore tokens through to the AI agent, so model output limits work as configured. DeepSeek V4 Flash is now the Noose silent default, meaning if you're using the Noose provider, it defaults to a fast cheap model unless you explicitly ask for something bigger. This should reduce your token costs. The slash model command now shows up to 50 models per provider in the list, and the model picker pre-warms in the background so it loads faster. Gateway and cron fixes. Several important fixes. New chats now correctly honor their profile in global remote mode. Cron no longer crashes when a job's repeat value is null. Gateway logs when file deliveries silently fail. Update system improvements. Hermes update now stashes and restores your changes by default. If you're partway through something and run the update, it won't lose your work. The update process also no longer crashes on first run on Windows. It has a retry mechanism built in. Dashboard. The web dashboard now has full tool backend configuration available in the GUI. Some memory leak fixes for orphan sessions. Delegation. The max underscore spawn underscore depth restriction was removed. Subagents can now spawn their own subagents with no ceiling. This enables multi-level agent trees if you ever need them. Discord voice. Discord adapter now has a voice channel mixer, ambient idle bed audio that plays when idle, plus verbal acknowledgements that overlap with TTS. Security and stability. SSRF checks in the web provider now run off the event loop so they don't block. FTS5 search now properly handles colons in search queries. Previously, a colon in your search term would silently return empty results. The state database WAL is now checkpoint properly so it doesn't grow unbounded over time. How to update. Run Hermes update from the terminal. It will stash your current state, pull the new version, update dependencies, and restore. No manual steps needed. After updating, run Hermes setup portal if you want to reconfigure the new OAuth. That's the full list. 74 commits since the version you were on. Want me to update now?